Alleged Oxford rape gang left bite marks on lonely, vulnerable teenage victim. By Victoria Friedman on November 28, 2018. Three men allegedly raped and sexually abused an Oxford schoolgirl for a period of 3 years, at one point leaving her body covered in bruises and bite marks, a Crown Court jury has heard. Mohammed Karar, 44, his brother Bassem Karar, 39, and Anyum Dogar, 36, are accused of 11 offenses including indecent assault, rape, and conspiracy to rape a girl between 2002 and 2005 when she was between 14 and 16 years old. The trial at Oxford Crown Court began Monday, but reporting restrictions were not lifted until Tuesday by presiding Judge Peter Ross on Tuesday, the Oxford Mail reports. Prosecutor Oliver Saxby QC told the jury the alleged victim, who cannot be named for legal reasons, was a lonely, vulnerable young girl. The woman, now in her 30s, did not reveal her allegations until 2015, with Mr. Saxby saying she said at the time, "I didn't think I was being abused as I felt good about all these people liking me." Addressing the jury of 9 women and 3 men, the prosecutor said the case concerns the sexual exploitation of a young girl which took place in Oxford between late 2002, early 2003, and 2005. In short, the Crown alleged that these 3 defendants were part of a wider group of young men who over this period in Oxford sexually exploited vulnerable young girls for regular, casual and entirely functional sexual contact. In a car, in a park, in someone's flat. The common theme being sexual gratification that had the appearance of being consensual but in reality, courtesy of the level of exploitation and grooming involved, was anything but consensual. The prosecution alleges that the woman was abused and raped at locations around the university city of Oxford and was plied with drugs and alcohol before being raped and forced to perform sex acts on groups of men. Speaking to the jury via video link on Tuesday, the women described instances of alleged sexual abuse and rape, including being forced to dance in her underwear with another girl while men watched, and being sexually abused at a party. "I remember sitting on the sofa and I remember people touching me and pulling at my clothes and stuff, and trying to bat them away," she told jurors. "I felt like there were hands everywhere. Someone had their hands down my trousers trying to put their fingers inside me," she added. The woman said she next recalled waking up alone and naked save for one sock, in pain, and covered in bite marks and bruises. The prosecution believed that she had been raped by Mohammed Karar and Anyum Dogar, becoming pregnant as a result.